Nebraska is home to a growing number of people from the Middle East. In recent years, the largest share have come from Iraq, but the first wave from Lebanon came more than a century ago, and their story still resonates today. On a quiet residential street in Kearney, Nebraska, inside St. George Orthodox Church, Father Christopher Morris reads the words of an immigrant from Lebanon.
When we emigrated to this democratic and wonderful great country, we had left our old country, where the Turks ruled us with an iron fist, and where freedom does not exist. We were so happy when we got here because of the safety and the freedom to worship. We had time after work to spend together. We came from many different corners of the old world, but here we are one family.
Those words speak of a time in the late 19th and early 20th centuries when many Christians from what is now Lebanon, then part of Syria, emigrated from their homeland. Exact numbers are hard to come by, but the 1930 census counted nearly 1,200 people in Nebraska from Syria and Palestine. When they emigrated, Christians were under pressure from the Ottoman Turkish government, which controlled the region. Many sailed to New York, then came by rail to Omaha, where a Lebanese community was established. Morris picks up the story from there.
In 1888, one of those men in Omaha, Mike Hayek, came to Kearney. He thought, Kearney's a great town. There's the Burlington and the Union Pacific, and it's a boom town. There's a lot going on. He moved here, and then he started encouraging others to come.
One of those he encouraged was Nicola Yanni, who would later become a priest based at St. George. But Yanni's great-grandson, Rocky Steinbrink, says his ancestors' first occupation in the United States was something entirely different.
It's like a farmer's market today, but they didn't have one place to go to. They took it to their doorstep, and they'd go out into the country and say, here it is, or they'd go into the streets and say, here's what we have to sell.
Yanni was ordained in 1904 and began serving not only the 40 or so Lebanese families in Kearney, but others in a circuit around the Great Plains. Meanwhile, other Lebanese immigrants to the Midwest were also getting established. Donna Lett of Omaha says her grandfather, Simeon Abdush, homesteaded in Kippeha County, and her cousin's grandfather also was a peddler.
He was a merchant, and he went house to house selling goods. And then after that developed, he was able to get a buck wagon. So he was able to get that to put items in. And then eventually he did well enough with that he was able to build a store.
Morris says that was a familiar story for Lebanese immigrants.
They all peddled. And then they became farmers. They became store owners. And then their children became successful entrepreneurs, IRS agents. Their children became bankers, lawyers, doctors. And in the Syrian and Lebanese communities throughout the Midwest, it's the same story. It's the same pattern.
Lett, who works in billing for Union Pacific, says her family followed a similar pattern.
The older ones that came around the turn of the century, most of their kids became either business owners or doctors or lawyers, or even my daughter is a doctor now.
Steinbrink, who owns a landscaping business in Kearney, says many descendants of Lebanese immigrants, a 2015 estimate put the number in Nebraska at over 1,700, have become prominent. Steinbrink mentioned as examples his uncle, Omaha businessman Michael Yanni, and former Nebraska First Lady Sally Ganim, married to former Governor Dave Heineman. Lebanese immigrants have also endured their share of difficulties. Nick Shada of Kearney, born in 1927, recalls some hard times when he was in school.
We were looked down on. The Lebanese people were looked down on. And they had some nicknames for us that they called us. You know, when we were kids, we didn't think they were very good. And so we had a few scuffles. I had some, but not too many.
One of Shada's uncles was even shot and killed for dating a non-Lebanese girl. But the community was eventually accepted, says Steinbrink.
Initially, it was a challenge because, you know, here's this new group of people coming into the community. But most of the Lebanese kept it low-key. They didn't go out and try to push a lot of their beliefs because they needed to protect themselves. But eventually, as the years wore on, they were very well received.
Shada says he's not worried about the new wave of immigrants from the Middle East.
I think it's all right. There's going to be some bad ones that maybe slip in there. You got them all over. There's so much corruption going on, you know, all over the world, like over there. And them poor people over there that live there, they're not the cause of it.
As more Middle Easterners arrive, they may find the path blazed by the Lebanese community an example of adapting to life in Nebraska. For NET News, I'm Fred Knapp.